Watching Wall Street, the Dow is 50 points higher, the NASDAQ down 52. More details at srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious issue today. Perhaps we could call it an umbrella issue. Our world aflame. It seems as though the world's on fire, doesn't it? Every place you look. In fact, I've said many times in the past years, you can take a globe, close your eyes, spin the globe, put your finger down on the globe. Just about any place you place your finger on that globe, there's some kind of war or rumblings of war, as Matthew 24 verses 4 and following warns us. In the last days there'll be wars and rumors, that's rumblings of wars. And we find that taking place today. But it's not because the world's out of control, though it is. It's because God is in control of this old world. In fact, before we take our next caller, let me just mention an article. Iran hints Hezbollah is ready to join the fight against Israel, warns of a huge earthquake. Iran officials hinted on Saturday that Hezbollah militia group, an Iranian proxy, listen, this article is correct, an Iranian proxy is ready to join the fight against Israel, stating that a huge earthquake would occur if they joined with Hamas. Iranian foreign minister told reporters that he met with the leaders of Hezbollah, who have said they are ready to fight if Israel continues. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that if Israel, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, they've got 360,000 men in uniform ready to go in house to house, door to door, building to building, and tunnel after tunnel to root out Hezbollah and Hamas, the enemies of the apple of God's eye. And yet you have those in America, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and others that are praising Hamas, praising Hezbollah, praising Iran and the Islamic jihadists for murdering the Jews. We have thousands and thousands in the streets across America in the major cities, mostly the blue cities, if you will, Democratic-controlled cities and states, where there is a praise and a rejoicing in the streets for the murderous terrorist activities in the Middle East, where when Hamas went in, first entered into Israel just about 8-9 days ago, went into a daycare and cut the heads off 40 babies. You don't hear the media talking about that, but AOC is praising Hamas. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got it upside down in America. And right now, the Iranian foreign minister is placing, it says, I know about the scenarios that Hezbollah has put in place. According to the report, any step the resistance will take will cause a huge earthquake in the Zionist, what they're calling Israel, in the Zionist entity. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching not just a war against Israel. We're watching today a war in the Middle East. So listen to me carefully. We're watching a war in the Middle East, a war in Russia with Russia and Ukraine, and we're about to witness, in my most humble opinion, the Chinese invasion of Taiwan to take Taiwan. And the Biden administration will bolster, will have some words, but will do nothing. We're watching the world on fire, our world aflame. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, you and anyone would have to be fast, call it dead, to be not aware of it, that feeling it, the temperature of what you're talking about, our world aflame, and or on fire. Mm-hmm. How did we get to this? What is the main thing that has led us to this, all where we are at present? America languishing on life support.
Mm-hmm.
America languishing on life support, almost gone. And that means our country and our freedom. Today, I'm speaking, I'm crying out to Christians to wake up, not just Christians, but immigrants like myself, and especially from the black community, to realize that this is our country, and we get here because of what has happened to our country. The powers of darkness moving into our country and destabilizing or ruining our country, coming from Cuba, Venezuela, wherever else, these dictators, communist leaders who have made it difficult for the lives of people to come. We end up here in America as a free country where we are able to work and live our lives and worship God in freedom. And immigrants, especially from the black community, my community especially, wake up and realize we're losing our country, which is here in America. And this is where this is home for us now. And not just our country, but our freedom. And it is there. And it's so interesting that the Muslim world, everybody know that the Muslim world is the Quran, that's a book. And the Islamic radicals who are performing at present and who have a culture of death. Let me try to say it quickly. That I came across it quite some time ago. That Iran has a mandate from Allah to prepare the world, prepare Iran and the rest of the world for the coming of, they are looking for some coming Messiah, and they don't call him Messiah, some other name. And I understand they said it, that he will come. He'll only come when there is massive chaos on the globe, on the world. So you can see this is why when the nations were thinking, they put on pressure on Iran and decide that Iran could not have nuclear because these people believe in a culture of death. Their savior, whatever it is, will come back when there is massive destabilization and chaos on the planet. And
Lily, you touched on a very, very serious subject that many people may not be aware of. You're exactly right. The Islamic belief is that there's what they call the 12th Imam, the hidden Imam, that one day will appear as the Messiah Savior for the Islamic world. What they do not realize is they're looking forward to the coming of the Antichrist that they think is the hidden Imam, as they call it, that will be their Savior, and they will follow after their Islamic leader, because according to Daniel chapter 11, the Antichrist will be a Sodomite Islamic ruler that will be the dictator for the whole wide world. And one of the things that within the realm of Islam and their, if you please, doctrinal teaching, is that there must be chaos, confusion, and global battle before their hidden Imam appears. So they want to the Islamic jihadists, want to bring about a global conflagration that will bring about the return of their Messiah, which they do not realize is, in fact, going to be the Antichrist. So, Lily, you're exactly right, and I pray that our listeners have perked up the ears and hear what we're saying, because we're finding the terrorists are not just in the Middle East, they're not just in Iran, they're not just in Israel, they're on a global scale, and they're already embedded in their terror cells in America. And the FBI, Lily, in my opinion, are fully aware of it. I'm looking at a headline, FBI warns of domestic threats linked to Hamas war. lone actors may take inspiration from the recent attacks on Israel to commit violence in America on American soil, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, just said. Says in his this article, there's been an increase in reported domestic threats since Hamas terrorists launched its unprecedented attack on Israel, according to the FBI director. And the article continues, they already know that we have the cells embedded, and yet it's as a result of the open border that's allowing this to take place that's going to put America in grave danger in the near future as a result of it. Lily, you're on target with it. Thank you for your input.
One last point, Dr. Youngblood. What is so amazing today is to see people who are supposed to be in the right mind, so-called Christians and so on, supporting the evil and rejoicing and celebrating right here. How did we come to this? What we dump our civilization and we're going backward. So believers and need to wake up. Do we want to turn away from our civilization and go back into darkness, days of darkness? Based on God's, we know what believers looking for. That he is coming for the church, and then he will deal with those who hate him and reject him. But what we so today as believers, we do not know exactly when, but we know that Dennis, we know he does not reckon time exactly like us. But what we are supposed to be doing, praying and crying out to God for mercy.
Amen.
Leadership
Amen.
Is important. Who we
right.
put as leaders of our country, just as you know, when the wicked is in charge, is mourning and trouble. So we need to wake up and realize that based on God's agenda, he can bring deliverance to America where we are, our country is almost gone. But God can bring deliverance by raising up leaders with sober and godly mind and intention to really save the country from where it's going. So
absolutely.
God bless and the mercy of God that we can depend on at this time. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, Lily, for your input. You're spot on. The key to it is we need to keep looking up, lifting up our heads. The scripture says in Luke 21:28, for our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well today.
Also with you.
Thank you.
Dr. Youngblood, our puppets supposed to be going to Israel, and it's just a show for right now. I do not believe that he's going over there to support Israel. His puppet masters do not want him to do that. I remember back in the day when Benjamin Netanyahu came over to talk to President Obama. He hadn't come through the back door. That reminded me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And he left out the front with his family. And I think stayed for, what, 2 or 3 hours? And then talked to him for 30 minutes. And he was trying to tell him not to help Iran get nuclear power. The Muslim Brotherhood came up. He spent, what, two and a half or 3 hours with them and greeted them at the front door. And it's just sad the way, I don't know if God is trying to punish us for all the babies we kill, you know.
It's part and parcel of it, Kenneth. One of the major things we're watching is the hand of God taking place. It's called biblical prophecy being fulfilled. I'm looking at a headline. One pastor, well-known pastor in the nation, talks about the potential fulfillment of Bible prophecy in Israel with Hamas war. He says that Israel, Jerusalem, is the focal point of all end times. Does this ongoing bloodshed in Israel point to a potential biblical fulfillment of prophecy? And he goes on to say yes, noting that Iran's stated objective is destroying the state of Israel. He pointed out a quote of the Iranian military official who spoke of the ultimate objective, and that is the liberation of Palestine in Jerusalem. He noted how all biblical prophecy is focused on one city, and that's the city of Jerusalem. So what we're watching is, even though it's horrific, it is distasteful, it is disturbing, it is distressing for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to see it, but we're watching the hand of God. I believe that God has a purpose for Biden to go to Israel. I believe his purpose, as you said, is nefarious. I believe behind the scenes he's going to be talking with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, which is part of the terrorist movement in Israel. I believe he'll be double-talking, saying one thing to them and another thing to Israel. I believe the purpose is also to get Israel to slow down and even stop any further intrusion into the land called the real estate that is called Gaza, because the Biden administration does not want Hamas to be wiped out. That destroys the Biden plan. Part of the Biden plan, as you said, as the puppet master being Barack Hussein Obama. Obama hates Israel. Obama is an Islamic himself. And he's, that was one of his statements while in office as being an Islamic. So we're watching the hand of God fulfilling all of prophecy. Looking at one of the headlines, Hamas chieftain, terrorists have just one no to the existence of anything that's called Israel. So we know what their plans are. We know what they're doing, but it's part of the eschatological prophetic text. Kenneth, you're on target with it. And from a Christian standpoint, Christian conservatives and patriots today, my warning, my admonition, my caution is that we need to recognize all that we're seeing with the world aflame, that God is in charge. He's the one that will ultimately put out the fire. He's the one that is in control. He's the one that's going to snatch the church out of this old world in the rapture. And then this full-scale battle will be unfurled, especially as you see in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the war with Russia and five allied nations, including Iran, including Turkey, including Germany, including Syria, will come against the nation of Israel in full open force. So, Kenneth, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption is right around the corner.
Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Do you believe this is the beginning, like the Lord said, birth pains?
Absolutely. No question. And the birth pains get the birth pangs get closer together, more powerful, and more injurious, if you please, from the standpoint of the pain. We're watching that take place today. We're watching it. You're on target, theologically, doctrinally speaking. Thank you so much for your call, Kenneth, and God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that not only do we see the war in Ukraine and with Russia, not only do we see the war in the Middle East, which is now exploding, but may I say, ladies and gentlemen, there are other major, major things that are taking place. But in the meantime, we need to know that it is God that's in control. I admonish you, take time and read Ezekiel 38 and 39. The biblical text in Ezekiel 38 and 39 over and over and over reminds us that it is God in charge. Ezekiel 38:3, I am against thee, O Gog. Verse 4, I will turn thee back. Verse 16, I will bring thee against my land. It's the land of Israel, my land. God says, I'm going to bring you. And he's talking about Russia and the five allied Islamically controlled nations. Verse 16, I'll bring you against my land. Verse 30, verse 3 in chapter 39, I will smite the bow out of thy hand, etc., etc. 25 times, God says, I will. Me, mine, in chapter 38 and 39. It's God that's on the throne. It's God that's in control. So, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we see Russia in the picture, not only do we see Iran majorly in the end time eschatological picture, we see China, and a very, very, China is willing, is waiting, and is wanting to fight against Taiwan. They're wanting to enter into it. They're, and I'm persuaded, ladies and gentlemen, that China will take Taiwan, and America, Biden's administration, will only talk tough, but no real action will be taken against it. I'm looking at a headline that asks the question, does China have a role in the end times? Many biblical students of prophecy consider Revelation 16, verses 12 through 16. Ladies and gentlemen, that's talking about the river Euphrates being dried up and the kings of the east. When it talks about the east, it's not talking about the Middle East as we think of it. It's talking about the Far East. It's talking about China. The China will cross the Euphrates River and go into Israel to do battle with Israel. China, ladies and gentlemen, plays a major role. Revelation chapter 9 says that China has a 200 million man army that will be in the final eschatological days of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Look at another headline. China in its effort to rule the world, is ready to take over Taiwan. Another headline, Chinese hackers stole 60,000 emails from the U.S. State Department officials. Ladies and gentlemen, China is waiting and willing and angry, aggressive and eager to do battle, flex its muscles, and take Taiwan. So when we talk about the world of fire, the world of flame, we're talking about seeing what's happening with Ukraine and the Russian war that we are fighting by proxy. We're talking about the Middle East war that we're seeing raging and engulfing more and more of the nation states around Israel. We're watching the play. Listen carefully. Iran will step into the scene. Iran will be a major, major player in the Middle East as this thing continues to progress. It is my most humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that Israel will have no choice but to fire a shot, if you please, will enter against Iran, because if Iran launches a missile with a nuclear warhead, it will totally eviscerate, totally annihilate the nation of Israel. God's not going to allow that to happen. So what will take place? In my most humble opinion, we will see Israel go against Iran, and it may be sooner than we think that these things take place. But ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the world of flame, let's narrow it down to America. What is happening in America? We have no Speaker of the House. No legislation can be passed. Today, hopefully, they'll vote for Jim Jordan. Today, the Biden administration is totally inept, totally unable to carry out any leadership role in America. The farce that is going on today with his going to the Middle East is for show candy. It is window dressing. But ladies and gentlemen, in America, what's not been told on television, you've not heard on any broadcast by the Communist Network News, looking at a headline, major banks close over 3,000 branches nationwide. Major financial institutions seemingly accelerating a trend that many conservatives find very alarming, the closing of physical branch banks. According to the bulletin published by the Office of Comptroller of Currency on Friday, Bank of America led the way by closing 21 branches in the first week of October. Wells Fargo was not far behind with 15 closures. The U.S. Bank and Chase closing 9 and 3 branches respectively. The article reads, are physical banks disappearing? End quote. According to the Kiplinger letter, this report says, over 3,000 branch banks have closed nationwide just this year, and it's been silently done. Ladies and gentlemen, what is happening? Why is this taking place? Because we're on the very verge of seeing the disappearance of physical brick-and-mortar banks. Why is that so? Because the Biden administration is just about to introduce its digital currency. And with digital currency, you'll not have a bank to make a deposit. You'll not have a bank to go cash a check. Everything will be done on your handheld device. And it's through that handheld device with the digital currency that the federal government will control every move, every motion, every purchase, every contribution, everything that's done, and will be the greatest tracing device, the greatest centering device America has ever seen. Greatest, I'm talking about the largest. I believe we have James on the line. James, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, first off, again, thank you so much. I mean, the public needs you and adores your radio station. Great word today. I was in and out of cell service, but I had to call. Lily hit it out of the park. But the overall message, phenomenal. And what we've got to do is collectively as believers, stand up, be courageous, and wake one another up. Is that we had talked about Ephesians 5:14 before. Wake up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. If we believe that we cannot make a difference, we've lost the battle.
That's right. That's right. James, you're exactly right. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to put on Amen. The whole armor of God, having done all, Amen. Ephesians 6:13 says, having done all, stand. That means we don't bow, we don't bend, we don't run, we don't sleep. We simply stand up and face the enemy. And part of that is calling on God, confessing our sins, seeking His face, asking Him to heal our land. God still hears our prayers. God still responds to the faithful prayer of the faithful Christian. So, James, you're exactly right. And when you look at Nehemiah 4:20, our God shall fight for us. We need to recognize that the battle is His, but Jesus Himself said in Matthew 12:25, a house divided cannot stand, a nation divided cannot stand. And we're watching the implosion of the homes, the families, and our nation because of not standing together. James, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Thank you for your comments. You're spot on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our world aflame. And part of that is seeing what God is doing, the hand of God taking place with the wrap-up of this whole universe. And we need to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that God is still on the throne. God is still in charge. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to... As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
This is
Thanks
Bible
League
International. In this season of giving,
Gene
would you remember
A.
that 9 of 10 new believers in the regions of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America go without what's so basic to the Christian faith, and that is having a Bible?
Everyone wants to read the Bible, but many of them will be sharing a single Bible.
If you were among those numbers, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible.
When I received the Bible from the church, and I really love to read and read and read it again, because of those reading,
there's
God
now a
is
great
really
opportunity
my
to expand
Truth Radio
Bible
listeners. You have blessed 600 Bibleist believers around the world. Our goal is 1,200. We need to wrap up this week, so please, at $5 a Bible, $100 sends 20. Would you pray about it?
Way.
And then
Thanks
make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD, or give it ILoveTheTruth.com.
I've seen people being chased by reading the scripture, giving the Bible to somebody. Let's
12021
in this final week, call 800-YES-WORD or give it ILoveTheTruth.com.
Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.